Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get more on this appointment of a gun czar. Joining us live on 1010 Winds Newsline is Michael Alcazar, professor at St. John College of Criminal Justice, a former NYPD detective. Michael, good to have you here. We appreciate it. I understand that the group that Andre Mitchell belongs to, Man Up, that they look at prevention, or I guess it's called a cure violence movement. Is that the way to go?
I think the mayor is appointing this gentleman as like a bridge between the community and the police department. He's doing things with the police department, and now he's reaching out to the community on a community level, perhaps to open up conversations about what's going on in the community, the gun violence. This is going to be like his connect to the people.
A connect to the people, but it sounds like that would take time to set up prevention programs. And I think a lot of New Yorkers are probably just sick of the gun violence and want to see less of it ASAP. Is there any chance that this could make a significant difference swiftly?
I don't know how quick it's going to happen, Bridget. It's, summer's coming. And historically, gun violence and crime just spikes in the summer. It almost rings of desperation on the mayor's part that he's appointing this gentleman as his a gun czar. I think there's a lot of distrust in the community with the police department, so that he feels that maybe appointing somebody on the civilian side can bring, again, some kind of connection with the police, because right now, people aren't calling the police. They don't trust the police. Unfortunately, I think it's leading to a lot of street justice. You've seen tons of videos of gang violence and shootings in New York. It's just out of control. And I think he's just trying to figure out a way to slow this down with the upcoming summer months.
Does the appointment of a gun czar, though, reach any of those people?
I think that's what he's hoping for. I think he's appointing this guy, again, as someone maybe the community sees as someone they trust. And hopefully, again, bridge the gap between communication with the police department and the community.
He's obviously made some other moves. Professor, what do you think about those? Might any of those yield results anytime soon, like the recreation of the anti-gun unit?
Yeah. So when he revamped anti-crime, I think that was a step in the good direction. We absolutely need that unit. I know they've made a lot of arrests, a lot of gun arrests. He's going to have to expand that. Right now, it's not in every precinct. We're anti-crime was in every precinct in the city. So I believe that's working. I think they have to, again, create more units like that in every command. And undercovers. We need undercovers. I know it's a dirty word, but we need undercovers. Bad guys have to feel uncomfortable. They have to be looking over the shoulders because they don't know when the police are just going to arrest them, pop up and arrest them. So right now, I think bad guys are so comfortable just carrying guns, and we need those units to stop this gun violence.
Michael Alcazar, professor over at John Jay College, former NYPD detective. Professor, we thank you.
Thank you.
Winds News Time, 12:47. and more on gun violence. Today we are learning more about the latest mass shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This one happening just yesterday. Four people were killed. We now understand that it was two doctors, a receptionist, and a patient. We also are learning the motive of the gunman, that he was unhappy with a surgery performed on the part of one of the doctors he killed, the suspect feeling that he had been left in pain. There was also word from the local authorities in Tulsa this afternoon at a news conference that the suspect had purchased an AR-15 on the day of the shootings. And again, President Biden to speak about gun violence tonight. 1010 Winds will carry his address live at 7:30.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.